The following broadcast is brought to you by the Communication and Media Studies Department at Dominican University of California. I'm your host, DJ Eliza, and you're listening to the Baseline Hot Takes, where I talk about the newest tennis fashion trends and wild on-court player moments. Hello, everyone, and welcome back to another episode of Baseline Hot Takes with your host, DJ Eliza. So today we're going to be talking about the Taylor Townsend and Ostapenko situation that happened a few weeks ago, where Ostapenko said some disappointing things to Taylor Townsend after their match. And so today we're going to be talking to my mother about that. So let's go ahead and start talking to her. Okay, so do you want to get into your tennis experience? Talk a little bit about that.
Okay, my experience with tennis has been watching maybe for the last 17 years going to tennis tournaments, mainly USTA, a few pro tournaments, and women's tennis, WTA. I love tennis. I love watching it. I love the competitiveness of the sport. I like their, I know it's a very mental sport. Takes a lot of focus and a lot of it could be very intense for players, even observers like myself, especially when I watch my daughter play. It's a sport that I really love, and yeah, that's nice. Been my experience.
Nice. I was gonna say, you've seen me play a lot of matches, a lot of tournaments.
Yes.
So let's start off with, what was your first reaction when you saw the whole Ostapenko and Townsend interaction? And then were you surprised, or did it just feel like classic normal tennis drama?
My first reaction when I heard that, I was very surprised, shocked that she went so personal on the player. I know tennis is a very, like I said, emotional sport. It gets intense, and it's very when the players lose, it's tough. You know, it's tough on them because they know they work so hard, and like, especially if you have a close match. I feel that she went after her. I was surprised that her talking about her education. To me, that's a personal attack. I know they get upset with each other, but that, I think, was crossing the line as far as sportsmanship, if you want to say. I don't think it was appropriate.
Yes, I agree. So be honest, are you team Ostapenko or team Townsend on the situation, and why?
I am definitely Team Townsend, because again, I don't feel anybody should be attacked personally. Tennis has a certain etiquette, and I think, and then you have all these players from different parts of the country, different parts of the world. And I'm Team Townsend because she was very respectful. She didn't go back. She held her professionalism at all times. And I think Ostapenko just should not have gone there. And I'm Team Townsend.
I agree. We love Townsend. We love Taylor.
We love Taylor.
Also, that's a little bit biased because we've seen her, I feel like.
Yeah. And better.
Yeah. Do you think that moment crossed the line of sportsmanship, Or do you think it was just two players showing passion in the heat of a battle? Because I feel like I don't think Serena's had any like similar situations, but Serena definitely gets, upset or passionate during matches. Same way like Coco Gauff will get upset with the umpire because of a bad call and she feels like the calls aren't even against her and her opponent. So do you think it was just like a passionate, like heat of the moment thing, or do you think it crossed the line?
I think it definitely crossed the line. When you take it to the personal level, it's not sportsmanlike. When they get upset over bad calls, over maybe if the opponent hit the ball, like you weren't looking and the opponent slammed the ball your way because they were upset and the ball either hit you or almost hit you, the other players, they always automatically raise their hand because, like, I didn't mean to do that. I didn't know, wanted to hit you. I was just upset and they swung it. And I've seen that happen several times. But that's a different type of reaction than saying something about your opponent as far as calling them, attacking them about their education, about anything personal. And I definitely think she crossed the line.
Yeah, I think in tennis it's like it's pretty obvious when like something is an accident, whether it's or if it's not an accident. 'Cause I believe it was at the US Open when Djokovic maybe lost the set or lost the game and they were walking back to the bench and he somehow hit the ball, like he just slammed the tennis ball behind him. And remember when it hit that lady in the face, like a line judge who stands against the wall and it hit her in the face, and
And he's so demeaned.
it's not funny, but it's funny to think about now. Like he immediately just like turned around and was like, oh my gosh, oh my gosh. And I know like he paid like her medical bills and whatnot.
Absolutely.
Like he obviously didn't mean to hit a 60, 70-year-old woman. And then do you think that situation, like in the same argument happened between two male players, do you think people would have reacted differently? Or does tennis just love to amplify women's drama a little bit more than the men?
Like I said, that's a very good question. I know women are more emotional creatures, than men. And I do think, women's stuff does get a little bit more attention when it comes to the name calling or saying something direct about the other player. And whereas males, they can kind of shake it off more, they can do it. However, it doesn't, for me, it doesn't justify, that being right in a male's tennis match or a female's tennis match. I think equally, it would be crossing the line for both. But yeah, I think women's is a little bit more amplified than men.
Do you think that's because of the fans or the tennis world or just because it's their women in general?
I think it's my personal opinion is I think it's women,
Yeah.
in general. I don't think it's really like I don't want to blame it on the fans, I think it's just women in general. Again, not to say, men, there are some men can be the word isn't soft-hearted, but men can be are emotional creatures as well, I should say. And they could take it distastefully. The only difference is with men, I think men would be more apt to go after another, even though in the tennis world, they have the etiquette where they don't do that. Like if it were basketball or football or something like that. However, it doesn't justify it. And I think it's just because of women. It's just kind of the way it is.
Yeah, I agree. I think male tennis players get a little more like temper tantrum-y, temper tantrum-y. Like they I don't think I don't have any recollection of any male tennis players like going personal about one's lives or uneducated or your kids, your wife, you know what I mean? I don't think they get that personal, but
Yeah.
I definitely know, like, at a few tournaments, or at one specific tournament when Medvedev was sitting on the bench drinking his water and he was pissed at the umpire for some reason. And he threw his water bottle at the umpire while he was sitting next to him. And the umpire, like, turned to him and gave him, like, a point or game penalty or something. And then he was like, "It slipped. It slipped. It slipped out of my hand." But when obviously he threw the water bottle, like, it did not slip out of
Was
his hand.
intentional.
It was
Thank you.
intentional, but I think men get more like that, or they'll break their rackets and scream and
Yes.
hit the net, but I don't think they get personal with each other as much as
Exactly.
women, I would say.
I agree.
And then social media blew up after that situation between Townsend and Ostapenko. A bunch of TikToks, and a lot of people were picking sides. So, do you think fans make situations like that worse, or do you think players just need to accept the fact that drama comes with their job?
That's a twofold for me. Number one, I do think fans, TikTok and all that, it escalates. That's the beast of social media. So social media helps grow and amplifies things. On the players, they have to, tune out the noise, and be able to focus, because if they let all that inside and anger them and frustrate them, then it messes with their tennis, their mental tennis game, maybe the next match, or maybe even the next time they have to play each other, because eventually they play each other again.
Right.
So I think that's a like I said, a twofold answer for me, because yes, I think definitely the fans and the TikTok, the social media blows it up, but I also think, yes, as an athlete or anyone in the public eye, tennis players in the public eye, that comes with it, because that's the way social media is. And each tennis player has to figure out how they're going to drown out the noise and not let that affect them in any way. Even though no matter where they go or turn, they're going to see it, hear it, or something. But they have to, figure out how they personally are going to deal with that situation.
Yeah, I agree. Do you remember, I know you didn't play tennis, but do you remember, like, any crazy situations like this when you were, like, a kid? Back with, like, Agassi and Billie Jean King?
Actually, my age is coming out. You're saying when I was a kid. Yes, I don't remember. No, to answer your question, I don't remember personal verbal attacks on each player. But you also have to remember, back then we didn't have social media to amplify. So if you missed that match, you missed the match. We didn't have VCRs to record. We didn't have anything. All we had is the newspaper. So you can go read the newspaper in the sports section and see what happened, but it still wouldn't be as amplified, because it's just the newspaper and not everybody on the block read about tennis. It was more of other sports, basketball, baseball, football. But me, I do remember Andre Agassi always breaking tennis rackets. He all no. I, back up. It was no, back up. Wrong player. It was John McEnroe. John McEnroe
But
always threw
they
these.
were a lot easier to break too, right? Wooden
Oh
rackets.
yes. Oh yes. They were wooden rackets. They didn't have the whatever the rackets are made out of today, titanium, or the technology wasn't in the rackets like it is now. Even the stringing, I don't think was, it's not like that. However, I think they just had rackets that were strung a certain way for them. But yeah, they were wooden rackets, as I recall.
And then did you hear a lot about, like, Serena and Venus too? Because was that where you were a kid when, or you were older,
Actually,
obviously, but.
yes, I was older when Venus and Serena started playing. And they used to do, when they would do their tournaments, when they first started playing, they used to wear these braids with beads. And I remember in a few tournaments, one specifically, I think it was in Oakland, where they're held on by this foil at the end. and one of them, their probably Serena, her beads fell out.
Yeah.
And they didn't let
I
them. They're
remember
like,
that.
oh, it was a court violation, and they didn't let them finish the match, so they automatically had to lose the match.
I did not know she wasn't allowed to finish the match. Wow.
Yeah, she was, what do you call it, when they
like
can't finish?
Disqualified.
I want to say disqualified, but that's not the word. I guess it would
like
be
they forfeited, like their match was forfeited.
Yes, like a forfeited match.
Yeah.
Because they had a court violation because of the beads that fell on the court.
Wow, that's crazy.
Yep.
Today, that would just be like a simple, probably time violation for you to like pick up the beads, but
exactly,
you wouldn't
exactly.
get disqualified for the match or the tournament.
Yeah, they were the whole match was over because their beads fell out.
That's interesting. And then if you were in either the shoes of Taylor Townsend or Ostapenko, how would you handle that situation? Would you clap back like Taylor did or walk away? Or do you think you would just bring it to like the conference room after the match and talk about it there? Or what would you do?
I would bring it to the conference room and talk about it there. Because, you know, two wrongs don't make a right. You've got to one up that other player. I would have one upped Ostapenko, you know, if I were Townsend, and I would have just went in the conference room and just went in there as far professionally talking about, you know, her going in personal on me, my education. She doesn't know my education, and I would have made people understand that she's in wherever she's from. If that's their thing, you got to be educated to play tennis. She needs to understand that it's about a talent. It's not an education. And even though I don't know Townsend's education, I would have took it to the conference room after the match.
Do you think you would have said something on court as well? Because I'm pretty sure Taylor, she responded to Ostapenko on the court. Like, they had a little interaction back and forth, and then she also spoke about it.
I definitely probably would have. I'm a competitive athlete, and in the moment, yes, I would have responded, and I would have took it to the conference room. I would have done both, absolutely. It was not professional. And yes, I would have probably clapped back, as they say to me.
I agree. Also, like, Taylor Townsend's education, like, they're in the same place. Like, you guys have the same job around, like, the same age. Like, education also just had nothing to do with playing a tennis match. And
yeah,
you guys
why.
Are both, like, not using your college degrees if they've earned one. Like, you guys are both playing tennis as your job, so I feel like that was an unnecessary comment.
Yes.
Ostapenko.
I agree.
Yeah.
I agree.
But thank you. That was all of my questions. Do you have any final words, any final thoughts?
Well, thank you for including me and interviewing me. I appreciate it. I love tennis. Tennis is definitely a sport that I have followed. I think I've kind of gotten more into tennis, or just as much into tennis as football. But yes,
oh, wow.
Tennis is, yeah, yes. I watch the tennis channel all the time. And we'll watch a whole match and then another match and another match.
Yeah.
So thank you. Thank you.